Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the yeast?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm going to get right into this because I want to do something, this segment that I've never done before. We've recited this passage before at other times in the year, during Lincoln's birthday and other times, when we've had Gene Greisman, the Lincoln, great Lincoln portrayer and scholar, on the show. But right now, today is the 150th anniversary of the dedication of the Gettysburg Cemetery after the Battle of Gettysburg. And President Abraham Lincoln was invited to go speak at that dedication on November 19th, 1863. And he wrote his speech. 280 words, I think it is, 270 words maybe. He wrote it on both sides of a sheet of paper. And Tim Berry, by the way, is our guest. I'm going to get Tim to give his thoughts after I recite this. But I want to recite the Gettysburg Address in its entirety. It won't take long, but I think you're going to enjoy it. And just listen to the words. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth to this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether this nation or any nation so conceived, so dedicated, can long endure. We're met on a great battlefield of that war, and we've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But, in a larger sense, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it. Far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. I can't imagine not having chills, as I have right now, Tim, how you could hear those words, even poorly said as I did, without getting a chill and knowing the man from whom it came, from these words came. What do you think?
And the times, it does remind me that it's too easy for us to say, oh, things are going so poorly now. Look how everything is terrible. And just his words, those times, those deaths, that place, that speech is a reminder of how life in history and a nation, also, we were talking about roller coaster and problems of entrepreneurship, manages to endure, but boy, yes, things are better now, and God help us, let's hope we don't have another one of those,
right.
But imagine living through those times, or dying as part of the struggle of those times.
On your soil, against someone else who was from this soil. You know, you're right, and I do think it's appropriate that we put so many of the petty things that we argue over these days, if we put them in perspective, we'd sort of be ashamed of ourselves, wouldn't we?
Yeah, that's the impact that has on me. I love saying great things in few words. Everything should be more concise.
His economy of profoundness
Yes.
Is inspiring. inspired.
And summarizing the meaning, but the impact on me mainly is a reminder of how hard things can be and how nations and people and individual humans endure and move forward.
I don't pray for too many specific things, Tim, but I pray that America produces more leaders, more statesmen, more patriots like Abraham Lincoln. We need more people like that on both sides of the aisle and in the middle. Tim, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great years you've given us. Thanks for helping us celebrate our anniversary. And we just appreciate you so much.
And a happy anniversary and congratulations to you. Well done.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, Palo Alto Software. TimBerry.com. Check out his website. You won't regret it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.